Thank you, Chair, and thanks to the Special Rapporteur for the invitation. I will speak mostly in my role as President of the Federal Union of European Nationalities, the largest umbrella of national minorities and language groups in Europe, but I also give some consideration as member of the European Parliament and co-chair of the Minority Intergroup of the House. I will offer a perspective on the EU and its minority policy, and let me start by saying that I cannot envisage minority rights within human rights as a merely theoretical exercise or as a list of priorities. To have a meaningful protection of minorities, action for the recognition of their agenda is necessary, then political decision is necessary to create the legal framework and standards. Action is needed to implement those decisions, and fourthly, monitoring is essential to evaluate the implementation. As a representative of the Hungarian minority in Romania, I personally have close insight into the national and the European system of minority protection, which, as it stands today, leaves several points for improvement. The tragedy and horrors of war in Europe in the 90s led to the acknowledgement of the need to have a legal and political framework to protect the rights of minorities, led to the adoption in the Council of Europe of the European Charter for Regional or Minority Languages and of the Framework Convention for the Protection of National Minorities, and contributed to the adoption by the European Union of the Copenhagen accession criteria on the respect for and the protection of minorities. Yet, in the decades that followed, the international concern for the situation of minority communities has been constantly declining, due to the misguided ideas that the issue of minority rights is politically sensitive, or that they should be best dealt at national level. I am firmly convinced that minority rights are not exclusively national matters. The European Union should once again return to reaffirming the principle with view of the prospect of accession of Western Balkan countries, Ukraine, Moldova, and Georgia, so as to achieve meaningful results in terms of security, good interethnic relations, peaceful reconciliation, human rights, and cultural diversity. The geopolitical approach is of particular importance today. Ukraine, that has the full solidarity of the Western world, will have to meet the expectation of the numerous national minorities living on its territory. And I welcome the intention expressed by the Ukrainian government to start necessary legislative changes in this respect. Ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate aim is to put into the forefront the necessity to endow the European Union with unambiguous competencies and obligations to protect and promote the rights of their minorities at the setup of the Convention for the Modification of the European Treaties. The challenges in Europe are twofold. Firstly, we need to convince the European Commission, as the guardian of the treaties, that being on the side of the minorities and taking actions specifically or exclusively in the favor of national and linguistic minorities could have benefit for our societies. Secondly, to bring together the member states to agree on common standards on minority protection. I would like to express my full support for the UN and its institution to continue the fight for better recognition, protection, and promotion of the rights of minorities. At its Congress in Berlin, in the beginning of October, the Federal Union of European Nationalities adopted a resolution in which it highlighted the importance of the UN Declaration. I emphasize the paramount importance of the voice of the Special Rapporteur. It is important to underline that we have an official recognition of the problem, and this can bring us forward. It was a call for action at the highest international level that happened in New York at the UN's Declaration anniversary. The UN could be more effective in the protection of minorities by specifically targeting the regional specificities, including through better partnerships and increased synergies with intergovernmental or transnational organizations at regional level, as are in Europe, the Council of Europe, and the European Union. I can tell you that there was no reaction or reporting about this issue, the UN high-level meeting, from the side of the European institutions so far. And here we are at the major problem we face at European level, ignorance. But this could change. On my proposal, the European Parliament most likely will dedicate a debate on the UN Declaration during its plenary session between 12 and 15th of December. And I am sure that a large majority of the Parliament still supports minority rights. The last EU treaty change enshrines as common founding value the protection of human rights, including the rights of persons belonging to minorities. Despite this effort, today we are facing the same problem as 20 or 30 years ago because of the lack of political will concerning the issue of minorities. Unfortunately, the European Commission itself gives a very restrictive approach. It regulates on numerous issues and is present in the citizens' everyday life. However, basically all matters related to minorities are referred back to the member states. One of the most obvious examples is its reaction to the Minority Safepack initiative that was supported by more than 1 million citizens. And the Commission argued that the request of these citizens' initiatives are obsolete and unnecessary and would not propose legislative action for the simple reason that existing and recently adopted European Union legislation supports the different aspects of it. Other European-based organizations, the Council of Europe and the OSCE, are much more advanced in recognition, promotion, and protection of minority rights. So there is a ground to build up. In our opinion, the main goals are the following: safeguarding the cultural and linguistic identity, education in one's mother tongue, that is a universal right, the use of the mother tongue in the public sphere, and participation of minorities in all aspects of the political, economic, social, religious, and cultural life of their societies without discrimination. To achieve this, there are two essential elements that should be fulfilled at global and at European level: a common framework of global and European standards for the protection of rights of persons belonging to minorities. And secondly, at European level, incorporation of the respect for the rights of persons belonging to national, ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities in its annual rule of law monitoring cycle. But in order to be able to achieve all this, we need all the actors that are involved in the same line and to be able to build together a better life for the minorities. For that, we need not only the NGOs, we need the commitment of the state parties, we need the commitment of the international organizations. And from there, we can pick up, because I am certain that the millions of minority communities around the globe would benefit from a more strict and more cohesive agenda on minority rights. I will conclude here, and I thank you very much for inviting me.